Ronald, first of all, can we check the injury news, in particular James McCarthy?
What a strange question. I did not expect the first question about team news. About team news. Well done. Leighton did training this morning. Normally he will be available for the weekend. And we have still out the same players.
What's the latest on James McCarthy? How's he going?
He's progressing. Okay. It will be the same question. Normally, we know the FIFA rule is they can call up James. Okay, they will do the fitness and we will see. We can't do anything about that.
Now, probably something you were expecting. From your perspective, what's changed in a week where it seems that a deal was agreed for Romelu Lukaku and now it appears it's not going to be signed?
No, first of all, the deal wasn't agreed. And 99.9% is not 100. And they are still trying to get the contract over the line. And that's what I know from the board of the club.
What then do you make of Romelu's subsequent comments where he says he wants to be the best but says he's not sure of the club's plan, he's questioned transfer activity, and that's led to questions about the club's ambitions?
Of course, I'm not happy about that interview, because first, if Everton FC is not a club with a lot of ambition, I wasn't the manager in Everton. And the second is, and I spoke with Rom this morning, and I know it's difficult, but if you are a player, prepare yourself to play good, to score goals, and we know he's one of the best, and the rest is needs to be done by the manager and by the board of the club.
Have you had to discipline him?
No, first is that you speak with the player. I will speak with the board, and then okay, and then we will see what happened. We have the international break. We have time enough to what we need to do.
So what job do you have then, I suppose, to try and persuade him that there is the right level of ambition here that would see his ambitions be met as well?
Oh, but I think every player has ambition. Every player likes to play for titles, likes to play every Tuesday, Wednesday in the Champions League. I think that's a normal ambition. What we need to do and what we like to do is to show everybody that maybe Everton, if there is one club out of the big six to make the next step, then it's Everton. And I think everybody see now the difference between this season and last season. And it's impossible to do this in one transfer window, in one season. It takes time. But every day, Everton, and that's a message for everybody, that Everton and the manager is every day trying to get the best and the strongest team what we can have. But it's always competition. And that's not only money is the most important. If you can show players, good players, players who will make the team stronger, that they see ambition, that they see the development of the team, and the club is progressing, and the club is talking about a new stadium, I think that's enough stuff to understand that Everton FC is really on a good direction.
Do you have to convince Romelu then to be a little bit more patient? Obviously you lost John Stones last summer.
Yeah, but I spoke, with Rom about this project. The first meeting was in the summer. We have during the season, we had several talks about the future. But I'm not so afraid about his situation because the player, I think, has 2 year more contract.
And that gives you confidence that he will be beyond this year?
Yeah, of course. And everybody knows what can happen in football, but you need to respect your contract.
How disruptive then, Ronald, just finally on this subject, is this ahead of a Premier League game against Hull? You've obviously lost just one Premier League game in 11 now, and is Ronald in the right frame of mind, given all the attention to face Hull at the weekend?
Yeah, that's no problem. He's training how he needs to train. His behaviour, except some quotes in this interview, is what I like from the player. And there's no reason to to put him out of the team. The team needs Rom. The Rom to score goals needs the team. And okay, and we like to continue and keep the momentum. The team is strong. The team is really playing well, strong. And we know every Premier League game is difficult. What happened last week is not counting anymore. Start a new game for this Saturday.
Can I also just look at Ross Barkley's situation as well, and we obviously know that the plan is for contract talks with him. Does it, when you look at Romelu's situation, does it emphasise the need to get Ross Barkley committed to this club long term as well?
I think every situation is different. Ross is a boy from Everton. And what we need to show to him is the best reasons to stay. And of course his situation is different because Ross is running out next season, his last year contract, and that's normal in football. And football is business, that you make decisions on the end of the season, or he needs to sign a new contract. If not, you need to sell the player.
An indication of the progress he's making.
I don't know. I don't know.
But he's been called up to the England squad. That's an indication of the progress he's making.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's really good for him, because he deserved, I think, this selection. All about his performances in the last 2-3 months. He's improving. He's playing out of different positions, and he's that type of player. What we need to be strong.
Productivity.
Yeah, he's playing more offensively. It's a function, what you need to do, and his quality is in the last part of attacking, because that's really his strengths in his football.
And this game before the international break, is it a must-win in terms of really teeing up those two away fixtures you've got to come after the international break, away at Liverpool, away at Manchester United?
No, but. It's not about what will come after this Saturday. It's prepare. And of course, we are the big favourite at home. And the pressure is to Everton this weekend. But at home, we are producing really good performances, clean sheets. And we need another good, strong team for this Saturday.
It seems to be that the side's enjoying itself a good summer.
I think it's important. If you are afraid to play at home, that's the worst thing what you can have as a football player. And the results they brought confidence to the team. The fans, they have the confidence in the team. But it's difficult to keep always that momentum at home. But we like to do it.
Ronald, how long do you let the Lukaku situation drag on for, though? Because it's been going on for weeks and weeks and weeks now. Do you have a point in your own mind when a definite decision has got to be made one way or the other?
No, because about this contract is still 2 more years in Everton. And of course, what you don't like is every day in the press, in the media, talking about his contract, but everybody knows that there wasn't agreement. And okay, it's up to the board, to Everton, to have the deal done.
But you want that done sooner rather than later, won't you?
Yeah, but okay. Now we play Saturday, it's an international break. And when we start again after the international break, I think the club will mention a message how the situation is about Romelu.
Because ultimately, you won't want a player playing for you if he doesn't want to play for Everton 100%.
Yeah, okay. If there's any player who is not his interest Everton, then he will not start. If the player shows his commitment to the team, to the club, to the fans, even not signing a new contract, is no problem for myself.
We've lost another manager today. Ito Karanka has gone a bit slow. Can I just get your reaction to that dismissal?
Yes, it's always painful, because I know him. I knew that of course it's a difficult job. Middlesbrough promoted last few months, not the results maybe what they expected, but look to your club and the level and what the manager did. I think he deserved not this, but we know football is business. If they are starting to be afraid, yes or not, next season in the Premier League, then they make these kind of decisions. And okay.
And whole bottom three, but scrapping for their lives. How dangerous a team are they for you this weekend?
It's always dangerous because they fight against relegation. They need points. Of course, we know from Hull that they get the most wins at home. But they are strong, they are confident, and it's all about ourselves. If we keep the level, if we keep our spirit concentration in the game, then it's difficult to beat Everton, but it's more difficult to beat Everton in Goodison Park.
Well, just to go back to what you said on Ross Barkley's contract situation, you said that you need to sign a contract, otherwise you sell the player. That sounds like an ultimatum, almost.
That's no ultimatum, no. No, but that's normal. That's business.
So you not set time to go on that.
No, but you don't give every player in his last season of contract. And I think the player by himself needs to understand this. And it's not an ultimatum. But I spoke to Ross about a new contract. And okay, it's now up to the board to get that contract over the line. And if not, yeah, then by the player, you see a new future for yourself. And but I think that's normal. That's not strange talking. When I was manager in Southampton, we had Klein, the right fullback. He did not accept a new contract. And we sold the player in the summer. That's business. But that's yes or no. It's a decision by the player. But the player needs to understand, if he don't sign a new contract, that means that he likes, and not the contract for 2 years, for example, for Romelu. That's totally different, 2 or 1 year. But by 1 year, you need to make a decision for the club, that the club knows what will happen next year. And that's normal business. And that's not like ultimatum. Ultimatum is strong. I don't like that word. It's not like that.